Yesterday, we brought you the story on how state budget cuts will affect on Alaska. Today, we'll take a wider look at what they mean for the region. But as KUCB's Hope McKenney reports, most of those impacts are still far from clear.
Communities across the Aleutian chain are bracing for the blow of statewide budget cuts, some passed by the legislature, others imposed through vetoes by Governor Mike Dunleavy. Some of those funding reductions are straightforward, like Dunleavy's elimination of state debt reimbursement programs. For the Aleutians East Borough, that means a $380,000 hit over construction projects in False Pass and Acatan. But other cuts are hard to quantify right now, like the ones to environmental monitoring efforts that are vital to the region.
It's definitely going to impact our ability to monitor natural hazards in general, not just volcanoes.
That's David Fee, coordinating scientist for the Alaska Volcano Observatory. Although the agency is primarily funded by federal dollars, he says it also relies heavily on University of Alaska staff, students, and facilities, all of which are looking at a $25 million cut this year, with more scheduled to come.
Of course, anytime that there's budget cuts, we try to maintain our mission and maintain public safety as much as we can, but there will be impacts to how we can do our job.
While there's still a lot of uncertainty surrounding the university system, Fee says the AVO's ability to monitor volcanoes will be affected, as will its efforts to provide timely warnings of eruptions in the volcanically active Aleutians. Similarly, the Alaska Earthquake Center is preparing for a $2.5 million cut to the U.S. Array system, which operates seismic sensors across the state. Officials say that reduced funding will force the removal of sensors in 2020, meaning the Earthquake Center won't be able to report earthquakes quite as quickly or accurately. Beyond safety impacts, the region is anticipating economic effects from hits to the Alaska Marine Highway System. Dunleavy's vetoed $5 million in ferry funding that lawmakers had attempted to add back after they approved a $40 million cut to the system. While it's still unclear exactly how the MV Tustamina will be affected, organizations along its regional route are sure to feel the impacts. Dr. Jenny Hatfield is director of the Museum of the Aleutians in Unalaska.
That's my biggest worry because, you know, that's a really important income stream. It's a great way for the museum to become independent by having the sales and having admissions and having people come into the museum and contribute.
Hatfield estimates passengers double the museum's revenue on ferry days between ticket sales and gift shop purchases.
Ferry passengers show up and they're real generous and great people, and we really rely on them right now, and that will be the biggest impact that I see.
Beyond losing traveler income, smaller, more isolated communities along the Tustamina route could face reduced access to transportation and freight, but it remains to be seen just how much King Cove, Sandpoint, and other towns will be affected. Now that the state budget has been settled, regional leaders are expected to adjust their plans for the fiscal year over the coming months. In Unalaska, I'm Hope McKenney.